I'd like to welcome you again as we are continuing in our sermon series entitled Finding Faith on Film. In this series, which I offer some variation of it almost every year since I've been here at Morrisville, we are looking at some contemporary images that illustrate some of the timeless truths that we find in Scripture. I offer this series in part because I find that it's an easy invite for family and friends who might be interested in movies, and makes a conversation about coming to church an easier one to have, I think. And I offer it because it's kind of fun. It's a fun way to share the gospel. So today we're going to be looking at the movie Rogue One, and we're going to be looking at some of the ways in which the scenes in this movie can illustrate the passage from Ephesians that Jan shared with us earlier, in which Paul admonishes the Ephesians to live as children of light. And we're going to dive into that in a minute, but there are two things. First, the scenes are a little bit dark, so I'm going to ask if we can turn off the ceiling fan lights and the lights on the back. And now I'm going to ask if we'll pray together. Can you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. The original Star Wars movie came out in 1977. And yes, I have a birthday coming up this week, and I'm going to date myself. But I was 10 years old when that movie came out, and I remember it vividly because the special effects were breathtaking, and the storyline was so enthralling and engaging, and I thought something almost miraculous had happened in the world of cinema as that movie came out. And I imagine most of us are familiar with some of the Star Wars universe or the Star Wars world. It takes place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Exactly, far, far away. And it describes a time in which there is an evil empire that has risen to power, and there is a rebel alliance that is challenging the evil empire. And there are a lot of movies that are part of this series. I think to date they have made 9 Star Wars movies. And so the movies detail how the empire came to power, and they talk about how the rebels have been fighting the evil empire, and it's just a very complex and engaging storyline. The story that we're going to look at today is entitled Rogue One, and chronologically, Rogue One takes place just before the original Star Wars movie. So we are looking at the story of how the empire began to develop the Death Star, right? And the Death Star is this horrible weapon of mass destruction that has the ability to wipe out an entire planet. The engineer who is key to the development of the Death Star is a man named Galen Erso, and he figures into this film, as does his daughter, Jen. She is a prominent character in this movie. And Jen is called upon by the Rebel Alliance to try to help them figure out how they can disable or defeat this weapon of destruction that her father is working on developing. And so we're going to look at a trailer for the movie that kind of gives a feeling and a flavor of what Rogue One is all about. Andrew, can you play that for us, please? If nothing else from that clip, you get a sense of the special effects that are a part of the movie, and that, again, it is a movie that details this battle that goes on between the forces of good and evil. And it's not just the forces of good and evil, but it's also the force, right, which is sort of this cosmic energy that can be used for good, but it can also be used for evil. Rob, if you could keep those off, please. I've got 4 or 5 more clips. Thank you. Yes, so we're going to be watching lots of the movie today. Thanks. And all of that brings us back to the passage from Ephesians that Jan read for us this morning, because the passage from Ephesians details also how we are engaged in a battle between good and evil. And the Apostle Paul talks about it being a struggle against the cosmic forces of wickedness in the world. And he encourages us to live as children of light. Let me read the passage for you. "Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power." Live as children of light. So what does it mean to live as children of light? I think, first of all, children of light live by faith. And in the movie Rogue One, there is one character in particular that I would say lives by faith. His name is Chirrut Imwe, and he is a warrior monk who has learned to rely on the Force to guide him. And this is particularly important because he was born blind. So he can't see anything at all, but it is his trust and his reliance and his faith in the Force that allows him to enter into some challenging and dangerous situations. And we're going to watch one of those now. I just think he's really cool. I mean, I really do. It probably throws me back to, what was that Kung Fu show? Also, I'm dating myself, but was it called Kung Fu? No, it was Kung Fu and the David Carradine character, Grasshopper, yes. I mean, he sort of reminds me of some of that. But it is incredible, you know, he's been blind, and yet his reliance on the Force allows him to walk by faith. And the mantra that he repeats over and over again is, "I am with the Force, and the Force is with me. I am with the Force, and the Force is with me." And I think there's something instructive in that, because if we as followers of Christ would pray daily and regularly, "I am with Christ, and Christ is with me. I am with Christ, and Christ is with me." Imagine how many steps in faith we could take without fear, even in challenging and dangerous situations, because we would know that we are not alone, but Christ goes with us. That's what it is to walk by faith. And I believe that children of light walk by faith and live by faith. I think children of light also live by hope. In the Ephesians passage, Paul says to us, "Once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light." In the Rogue One movie, Jyn Erso makes a move from darkness to light in her life. At the very beginning of the movie, she is in a very dark place. Her mother has been killed. Her father has been captured by the evil empire and is being forced to work on creating the Death Star, that weapon of mass destruction. She has a guardian who is part of the Rebel Alliance, who in a battle absolutely abandons her. She is captured by the empire, and she is placed as a prisoner in a labor camp. And she wants absolutely nothing to do with the rebellion. She wants nothing to do with anybody else. She wants to go hide in a little corner of the world, and she does not care about the fate of what is happening in that galaxy. In fact, she has a line where she says, somebody challenges her about the flags of the empire flying everywhere, and she says, "If you don't look up, you don't have to see them." She's in a very dark place. But then some events transpire in her life, And she moves from that darkness into light. She moves to a place of hope. And as she grows in her own sense of hope, she is also able to inspire hope in those around her. And we'll see some of that in this clip. She says, we'll take the next step and the next and the next and the next until we win. Because rebellions are built on hope. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are people who live in hope. That's what it means to be children of light. And our hope is in the power of God. The Apostle Paul puts it this way as he's writing to the Romans. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For creation was subjected to frustration not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope, we were saved. What Paul is saying there is that the world's a mess. But you know what? He's read the end of the story, and so have we. And this is the spoiler alert, okay? You know what happens in the end? God wins. That's the end of the story. That is our hope. And I think the world desperately needs a little more of that hope. Right? The world needs the message that in the end, God wins. And so we don't need to live in fear, and we don't need to live in desperation. We can live in hope as children of light. Children of light live in faith. Children of light live in hope. And I believe children of light also live in love. In the movie, we hear Jen Orso's father, Galen, say to her early on, "Everything I do to protect you." And he is then taken captive by the Empire, and by all outward appearances, he is working diligently to develop the Death Star, that weapon of destruction. But at great risk to himself, he has engineered a flaw into that weapon. And if he were caught or discovered, he would be executed. But he's willing to take that risk for love. And again, at risk to himself, he then manages to communicate to his daughter the news about that flaw in the system and how that system can be defeated. And we're going to watch what he says to her in this clip. And the problem on the horizon is that there is no horizon because the planet is being obliterated, or that town is being obliterated. Love causes us to take risks. As followers of Christ, we know that Jesus told us that the way people will know that we are his disciples, the way people will know that we are his followers, is if we love. By this, everyone will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Love causes us to take risks. Love means that we are patient with one another, we are kind with one another, and we are not boastful or arrogant or rude. We do not keep score of wrongdoings. but we take risks, and we are willing to sacrifice for one another. Children of light, live by faith. I am with Christ, and Christ is with me. I am with Christ, and Christ is with me. Children of light, live in hope, because we know in the end, God wins. And children of light, live by love, loving one another as Christ has loved us. May we live as children of light, in faith, hope, and love. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, help us to live as children of light in a world that desperately needs it. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.